ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 1st द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इंट्रोडक्शन टेक्स्ट 10। व्रजे वसन् किम् अकरोन् व्रजे वसन् किम् अकरोन् मधुपुर्यां च केशवः भ्रातरं चावधित् कंसम् मातुरद्धा तदर्हणम्। Translation and purport. Translation: Lord Krishna lived both in Vrindavan and in Mathura. What did he do there? Why did he kill Kamsa, his mother's brother? Such killing is not at all sanctioned in the Shastras. Purport: One's maternal uncle, the brother of one's mother, is on the level of one's father. When a maternal uncle has no son, his nephew legally inherits his property. Therefore, why did Krishna directly kill Kamsa, the brother of his mother? Maharaj Parikshit was very much inquisitive about the facts in this regard. Om Jnanati Krishna. So in this verse, King Parikshit is continuing his inquiries towards Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami has explained both the dynasties of Sun God and Mud God. Both the dynasties, Surya Vamsha and Chatra Vamsha. And then he is gradually coming towards the most important part of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Lord Krishna in the 10th canto. It is explained that Srimad Bhagavatam is also none other than Lord Krishna. And usually, while taking darshan of the Lord, we do not see directly in the face of the Lord. That's the etiquette. How to take darshan of the Lord, there are certain rules. One has to develop that proper awe and reverence. So therefore we begin at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then gradually we come up on his knees, thighs and level. And then finally, the lotus face of the Lord. And it is explained that the earlier cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first 9 cantos, are also like different limbs of the Supreme Lord. And after one has gone through all these 9 cantos, then only one should come to 10th canto, not directly jump. And here King Parikshit, he had only 7 days. So he could have justified, I don't want to hear all this Srishti Leela, how the creation takes place, Mahatattva and so many things, Brahmaji's creation and secondary creation and so many different incarnations. He could have just said that, I want to hear 10th canto, Krishna's pastimes directly. But even at that stage, when Parikshit Maharaj is going to be killed, it is not that after Bhagavatam there is wonderful feast or breakfast. For him it was a different situation. It is that Takshaka snake, snake bird, was going to come. He was going to come from somewhere and he was going to bite him. That was the anxiety. You can imagine the position of Parikshit Maharaj, that he is not just relishing the pastime, that everything is wonderful. We enjoy sometimes hearing some kathas or stories. And that was the that was ordained, that was the will of the providence. It was going to happen. But still, at that time also he maintained his composure. He did not become impatient. He maintained that standard. How to approach the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, he was setting an example. And he was that way quite eager to understand the glories of the Supreme Lord. And we can see that he was related with Lord Krishna. His grandfathers, Pandavas, Arjuna, Bhima, Yudhishthir, Nakul, Sahadev, they were all related to Lord Krishna. He was like grandfather. Lord Krishna was like his grandfather on that level. So he was quite eager to hear the glories. And when he was in the womb of his mother Uttara, that time that fatal weapon was thrown at him. And Lord Krishna came even at that place in the womb and he protected Parikshit Maharaj. And at that time he had got the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And therefore when he was born he was always searching, who protected me? And therefore his name was also given as Parikshit. Parikshan, he was doing the observation. So he could have thought that I know Krishna. I have seen Krishna. But again, that is not the way of realizing Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is setting a perfect example how we can realize Krishna, how we can understand Krishna. Not by just looking at the deity form of the Lord, that we can understand Krishna. That is essential. We should take darshan in a proper devotional attitude. If there is no devotion, then what we will see? We will see that it is a maybe black marble or white marble. Like that way we will see. We will see externally, we will not be able to go deeper. And actually we cannot see anything without Krishna reveals. When Krishna sees, then only we can see. So therefore we should allow Krishna to see us. If Krishna closes his eyes, how can we see? Krishna explains that the sun and moon are my eyes. Our vision depends upon the light. And if there is no light, we cannot see. So therefore, when Krishna opens his eyes, that means there is sunlight or there is moonlight, we can see. And he sees from within. So therefore, we may see that I am seeing Krishna, I am seeing the deity form of the Krishna, but actually we cannot see. And this is just one aspect, and there is a higher level. That when Krishna reveals from within, then we will understand the higher truths. And how that is possible? That is possible by submissive oral reception. When we hear attentively, then our vision becomes clear. Then we'll start seeing everything clearly. So when we are not attentive, we are not seeing things clearly. Although we may hear so many words bombarded on our ears, but nothing will go inside because we are not attentive. Our mind is somewhere else. So when we are attentive, we become absorbed. And then we can understand the higher things. So therefore, it is important to hear attentively. And it is also one of the offenses towards the holy name to be inattentive while chanting the holy names of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord is not different from the Supreme Lord. And in his name, all the glories, all the pastimes, all the potencies, shaktis are stored. But we cannot realize those if we are not attentively hearing the holy name. And another aspect of chanting is to chant clearly. That is another aspect. Sometimes we do not chant clearly also. And completely, sometimes some words are missed. So how can we demand Lord Krishna that I want to understand? Now I am qualified. Srila Prabhupada at another place explains that till one reads 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes a self-realized soul. That means one has to hear those cantos attentively and become purified, become qualified to understand the higher truths. And it is not just by reading it over and over again and again one will understand his pastimes, unless one has devotional attitude. Without devotional attitude, one cannot understand. One may hear these stories again and again, Bhagavad Sapta, like sometimes it becomes like a ritual. to go to a place and hear some kathas. So it can become a ritual to hear these stories, and sometimes derive some mental happiness. But when one cannot enter, it will be just he will be outside. The internal pastimes will be covered by a thin covering. And as long as that thin covering is there over our eyes, we cannot understand. So therefore, that defect in our vision has to be removed. And when all these anarthas are removed, then we become really prepared or qualified to understand these intricate pastimes. And then one will derive the real pleasure, the real transcendental pleasure. And it has to be done in a service attitude. It is not because I want to derive that pleasure, therefore I have to study this. If Krishna doesn't allow, we cannot understand anything. So therefore, it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that we will understand these intricate pastimes. And here Parikshit Maharaj was so eager to hear, and he did not want to miss a single point. And when Shukadeva Goswami is explaining certain points, he was quite inquisitive. And that is seen in these verses, that when he told that Balaram was also transferred, so he became quite inquisitive how Balaram was related to both Devaki and Rohini. Then when Shukadeva Goswami explained that Lord Krishna lived both in Vrindavan, Mathura, he killed Kansa, then he became inquisitive that how, why he killed Kansa? What is the reason? Maternal uncle, killing maternal uncle sometimes. Maternal uncles are so merciful. So how is that that he killed his own maternal uncle? That was a curiosity. Otherwise, sometimes we may say something and when we are not attentive, we just skip. Okay, this thing have happened. Prabhupada went to America by Jaladuta. So somebody's attentive will think, oh, by Jaladuta, by ocean. At the age of 70, that is a curiosity. Why he went alone? So when one is attentive, one is curious, these natural questions will come. And that is seen in Parikshit Maharaj, that he immediately asks, why did he kill Kansa, his mother's brother? Because such killing is not at all sanctioned in the Shastra. According to scriptures, one should not kill. But why Krishna went against scripture and killed? What is the reason? So in that way, he is encouraging Shukadeva Goswami to go more deeper and narrate the different pastimes of Lord Krishna. And in the case of Shukadeva Goswami also, we can see that even he had to maintain his ecstasies. He has to control his ecstasies till he came to 10th canto. Because who was Shukadeva Goswami? Shukadeva Goswami was not an ordinary soul. He was a liberated soul right from his birth. And he was the parrot of Srimati Radharan. Shri Ashokadev, also it is said that he was the Shri Ashokadev, means he was a parrot of Shriya, Srimati Radharani. So Shukadev Goswami, he was in his previous life, had witnessed so many intricate pastimes, intimate pastimes, confidential pastimes. And he knew everything. He could not chant the name of Srimati Radharani also. That was the ecstasy he would get sometime. And he would fall unconscious. So therefore he had to maintain, he had to control his ecstasy, that while reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, he does not utter the name. He had to tell so many ways, and indirectly he had to mention just to control his ecstasy. Otherwise, if he falls unconscious while giving Srimad Bhagavatam, then what will happen? Everything will stop. So therefore, he was maintaining that. And he was also quite eager to narrate those pastimes. And systematically, he's explaining. He explained that Lord Krishna lived both in Vrindavan and Mathura. Vrindavan and Mathura, these are the places where Lord performed his intimate pastimes. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that Mathura Mandal is more glorious than all the Vaikuntha Lokas. Why? Because Lord Krishna himself appeared at that place. Then he explains that Vrindavan is more glorious than Mathura. Because in Vrindavan, Lord Krishna performed so many of his intimate pastimes. Then in Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill is more glorious. Why? Because Krishna held that huge Govardhan Hill on the smallest finger of his left hand. And in Govardhan, Shyamakund, Radhakund, these are the holiest places. Radhakund is the most holiest of all holy places. Because here, the most confidential pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna were performed. And one can achieve the highest perfection of his life, the love of Godhead, Shuddha Bhakti, Krishna Prem. These things are possible. What is Vrindavan and what is Mathura? If we try to see from our material vision, even in today's world, we'll see that there is so much commercialization happening, so much pollution, then there are monkeys traveling, then the hogs are going here and there with their sewage. And so many ways we will try to see externally. But we cannot understand the real glory of Vrindavan. We were just seeing the externals because our vision is still covered. We are not seeing through spiritual vision. Those who are very, very elevated souls, they see Vrindavan as a spiritual world. Golok Vrindavan. not different from Lord Krishna, Dham. Because when Krishna comes in this material world, he just does not come alone. But he brings all his associates, all his Dham along with him. And this Vrindavan, it is explained that there are 12 forests in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the forest of Vrinda, Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi perform austerities there. She was a great devotee of Lord. So therefore that name Vrindavan has come. And in the spiritual world, Dwarka, Mathura and Golok, these are the three divisions of the spiritual world. And Golok, that part of spiritual world is manifested in the material world in the form of Vrindavan, Bhauma Vrindavan. So it is explained that the trees in Vrindavan are glorious. The animals staying there are glorious. The birds, the residents of Vrindavan are glorious. Dust of Vrindavan is also very glorious. So in that sense, all aspects of Vrindavan are glorious because it is not different from spiritual world. And there are, it is explained that in Mathura and Vrindavan, there are something 62 billion sacred places. We cannot imagine, we cannot understand how it is possible that within such a short, with such a small tract of land, so many important places are there. But for the Supreme Lord, nothing is impossible. He can compress everything into that place. And still, there is no question of congestion. Sometimes we may think that there is too many people in the temple. Sunday feast becomes quite crowded. But in the spiritual world, there are so many devotees continuously. So that's the spiritual world actually. That's the mood of the spiritual world. So, in Mathura, it is explained that there are 25 ghats are there. The sacred places where earlier the sages had performed austerities. And now those places are made as wonderful bathing ghats on the banks of River Yamuna. And the most prominent ghat everyone knows is Vishram ghat. Krishna, when he went to Mathura, he killed Kansa. And after killing Kansa, he took some rest. That place at Vishram ghat. So therefore Vishram, rest. So that place is quite famous. And there are many ghats are there. And on the way to Vrindavan, there is temple Gita Mandir, in which all Bhagavad Gita is inscribed on the walls. And in that way, we can see that there are so many temples in Vrindavan. The very famous temples erected by our Goswamis, Sanatan Goswami, Madan Mohan Temple, Rupa Goswami, Govindji Temple, Govindev Temple, Then there is Banke Bihari temple, Radha Vallabh temple. Then lot of temples are Jaipur temple, Shahji temples, and Shriji temple. So many temples are there. So many wonderful places are there. Govardhan, Radhakund, Shyamkund, Vrindakund, Yamuna. So these are the various places where Krishna and Balaram, they perform wonderful pastimes. They swaram, Ramandreti. And recently, of course, Srila Prabhupada established Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir. That is also one of the famous temples in Vrindavan these days. So we can see that there is a great benefit going to the places of such holy places as Vrindavan and Mathura. And one can achieve immense pious credits and a devotional service. One's devotional service can increase manifold. Not just pious credits, but he can achieve the highest levels of devotional service. Therefore, six Goswamis also, they went to Vrindavan and then they excavated so many holy places. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was not different from Lord Krishna, he took the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharan, and he in fact gave this order to six Goswamis that to excavate the holy places, because Mathura and Vrindavan, these are quite important places even in terms of trade, culture, a lot of it's a very, very central place of the mercantile people. And since ages, there have been invasions. It has seen different ups and downs in the time of Chandragupta Maurya. It had flourished. Again, afterwards, that was 3 centuries before Christ, BC. Then later, there were certain kings, those who brought Mathura, Vrindavan to its highest glory. And then later on, we can see that even Yamanas and Muslims, they attack these places. They destroyed so many temples. Because Krishna's great grandson, Vajrana, he established many temples of Krishna. The original temple of Sri Govindadev, Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Gopinath, so many temples, they were there in Vrindavan. After even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told him to re-establish, those temples were broken, and therefore Gaudiya devotees, they had to transfer the main deities of Vrindavan, Sri Govindadev, Madan Mohan, to Jaipur. And in that way, the original deities of Vrindavan, they have moved to Jaipur. So we can see that so many things have happened there. Even at the time of Lord Krishna, when he was in Mathura, Jarasandha, he attacked something like 17 times or something. And every time Krishna and Balaram, they would kill all the soldiers and leave Jarasandha. And again he would go and bring all the soldiers, and again they would kill, and again leave Jarasandha. And then finally then, when they, again they had attacked that time, Kalayavan attacked from other side. So Krishna had different plan, so he just started running away. And he thought that, Kalayavan thought that, oh, Krishna is Ranchod, he is just running away from the battlefield. He is very coward. But Krishna took him to a very remote place and he had some special plan for him. He revealed the plan. And in that way we can see that so many things have happened there in Vrindavan and Mathura. Always there have been ups and downs. But still, Vrindavan is Vrindavan. That is the spiritual world. Those who have achieved the taste of going to Vrindavan, they do not see, oh, I have to now deal with all pollution. Now there will be monkeys traveling. Or there will be so many sewage all the time. That's not the proper way. Our devotee doctors say, go to Barsana and do cataract operations to those Vrajavasis, Barsanavasis. And in fact, they do not see that these are old, poor people. They see them as Dhamvasis, special associates of the Supreme Lord. That is a spiritual vision. They may be giving them material vision, but actually they are developing spiritual vision to see them in a proper consciousness. So that is the mood, to see the spiritual things. Otherwise, we may take it as a material. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat vrajendra nandan. The deity of form of the Lord is not a material form. It is a spiritual form. One has to see in that way. And one has to pray that, oh Lord, please remove that covering from my eyes. My eyes are covered with mode of ignorance. Therefore, I am not able to see things clearly. Sometimes we may think that there is a fault in others. It may be apparent that some devotee may be having some different kind of idiosyncrasy, some kind of conditioning attached to eating certain special types of prasad or whatever. And we may think that, yes, he is still attached. Look at this devotee. Still attached to sweets. Or like that we may see. But we don't know who that devotee is sitting next to us. He may be a associate of the Lord. Eternal, having 400 form or 200 form or 600 form. That is my speculation. So one should see in that way that nobody is an ordinary devotee. Sometimes we take it for granted. And we start committing offenses. And in that way our vision gets covered. Therefore, the most important aspect is that one should not commit offenses towards the devotees who have dedicated their lives for chanting and dancing the glories of the names of the Lord. So that is important actually, and today happens to be the disappearance of Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu, and he was the lead dancer in the Jagannath Rathyatra festival in the party of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he could dance for 72 hours. You can imagine, 72 hours, 3 days continuously dancing. We may get tired, maybe after 3 minutes. What to speak of 3 days. But he was on a different platform. He was none other than Aniruddha. It is explained that Gaur Pranodeshuk, Deepika explains that he was Aniruddha himself. Because when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came along with all his associates. They appeared in Navadvip and Shihata and different places, and they were participating in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what Harinam Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated, that is not different from the Ras Lila pastimes of Lord Krishna. So this is the most confidential aspect. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. Narottam Das Thakur explains that Lord has brought this Golokera Premadana. The highest treasure of Golok Vrindavan. That he has brought and made it so easily available. And Vakreshwar Pandit, he, by his mercy, Devananda Pandit, he developed the real taste for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Because as we know that once Devananda Pandit, he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and Shivas Thakur, he was in that audience, and just by hearing the glories of the Lord, he was feeling ecstasy. He was crying. That was ecstasy was developing just by hearing the different pastimes of the Lord. And Devananda Pandit, he thought that why is crying, why is creating nuisance? So he told some of his disciples, or his disciples, they threw him out, and he did not take any action. So he, in that way, he was incurring that offense. So later on, when once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing from that area, so he chastised Devananda Pandit. What is the use of your reciting Srimad Bhagavatam? You are committing simply offense. So he says that, and he was thinking, what is, how to eradicate this? And then Vakreshwar Pandit, he was merciful, and he guided him, and because of him, he could develop the real taste for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, he still, his disappearance is also considered as one of the tithis in Vaishnava calendar. Disappearance of Devananda Pandit, that is considered. So, like that. So, Lord Krishna, he takes the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani. And in just one last pastime, in Vrindavan, I was mentioning that there are so many wonderful trees, and there is one tree, tamarind tree, Emlitala, where once Lord Krishna, he went there. Because Srimati Radharani left the Rasa dance, and he was searching. And then he went there and just chanting the name of Radha, Radha. And he was so much absorbed that his whole complexion changed to golden form. And when his mood changed, and when all the other gopis, they came, then he revealed that in future, I will come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and give love of Godhead to everyone. Hare Krishna. So here there is some notice request from Govinda staff. All devotees are as any comment, question, doubt. Madan Gopal Prabhu. Any comment? So I'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah. 6 hours.